I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. On the same afternoon he was sworn in as the nation's 46th president, Joe Biden took executive actions that undid several of former President Donald Trump's immigration policies. The list of orders included reissuing protections established under the 2012 Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, halting further construction of a border barrier, and rolling back interior immigration enforcement priorities put in place by the previous administration. But the Biden administration will also face a lawsuit from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who filed a separate challenge that questions the legality of DACA. On construction of a border barrier, Biden ends an emergency declaration that allowed Trump to divert billions of dollars in military construction and payroll funds for construction of the wall. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, several projects under construction or in pre-construction phases, and the fate of current or pending contracts is unclear. Biden's order will pause construction as his administration reviews the funding and contracting methods used. On the day Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th President of the United States, Texas Republicans greeted the new administration with a mix of calls for bipartisanship and vows to vehemently oppose Biden's agenda. The state's two Republican senators, Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, and multiple members of the U.S. House were on hand to witness the transition of power. Leading up to Biden's swearing in, U.S. Rep. Beth Van Dyne, an Irving Republican, signed a letter with 16 other House GOP freshmen committing to rise above the partisan fray and pass legislation relating to coronavirus relief, infrastructure, and technology monopolies. Republican U.S. Rep. Van Taylor of Plano released a statement also addressing the gridlock within Congress, stating that Washington cannot be enveloped in endless battles of political brinksmanship. The reception as a whole was a far cry from how many members of the Texas GOP reacted to Biden's electoral victory in November. Multiple Texas Republicans in Congress amplified President Donald Trump's false claims of widespread voter fraud in the days after the election. Earlier this month, 16 of the state's 23 GOP House members objected to certifying Biden's victory in at least one state. Others took a more aggressive tact. The Republican Party of Texas released a statement that didn't acknowledge Biden and instead focused on the list of Trump's accomplishments and repeated false claims about the election. There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the election that would have affected the result. The statement said, "It took a global pandemic and thoroughly corrupt media and massive election irregularities for President Trump to be removed from office. However, what he started will not end today. America First is not going away. We will not surrender this nation to the false song of globalism and progressive socialism." Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, whose office has made a habit out of suing the federal government to block programs it opposes, vowed to be a check on Biden's agenda. The Trump administration's drawn-out efforts to keep some immigrants from being counted when congressional seats are divvied up after the 2020 census ended with the former president's departure from the White House. But President Joe Biden's administration inherits a census running far behind schedule. Among his first acts after being inaugurated, Biden is expected to sign an executive order undoing his predecessor's plan to keep undocumented immigrants from being included in the state-by-state tallies that determine how those living in the U.S. are represented in Congress for the next 10 years. Trump's scheme to fundamentally alter the process had already been foiled by processing delays. But Biden's order serves as an official reversal as state lawmakers wait for the census results they need to reconfigure political districts to reflect a decade's worth of population growth. Here's what else we're watching. A growing number of hospitals have full ICUs as the pandemic continues to rage through Texas. We'll talk to hospitals and health officials about how bad the situation is now that the holidays are over and vaccinations have begun. Check for updates on our website, TexasTribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. At the nation's number one public institution for least student debt, Vaqueros graduate ready to own their future. Learn more at utrgv.edu.